Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We're going to talk about how to retire early. Everybody thinks about this golden period and has their own ideas for what that means and what it might look like. Fact is, it doesn't always match expectations. According to recent studies, the average retirement age of the American worker continues to be around 62 years old for women and 64 for men, both well below the full retirement age recognized by Social Security and Medicare. Now, there's some important aspects or consequences to this. Catherine Collinson, of course, leading force behind the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is going to help us explore what it takes to retire successfully ahead of the 65-year mark. Catherine, we always note that people are living longer than ever before, and yet they're retiring really at a period of their lives that mirrors more what was going on 40, 50 years ago.
There's a couple of big trends that we see in our research, and one is actually quite concerning, and that relates to the psychology of being eligible to start claiming Social Security at age 62. We know that people are living longer than ever and could be spending decades in retirement, and taking that benefit at 62, we know, is a reduced benefit. So they're actually kind of shortchanging themselves. The other thing that we see is, and it is very concerning, that people just may be underestimating not only how long they're going to live, but how much they really need to have saved.
I think that you hit on something that is so key and essential that people keep front of mind, and that is, if you get to 65 years old, you're reasonably healthy, haven't had any sort of catastrophic health issues, you're likely to keep going another 25, 30 years. I just ran into the great Gil Sandler, who was featured here on WYPR. God bless him. He's 94 and is sharper than I am in my best days. Early retirement is a tempting option, but yet you got to be mindful of how it may be putting you at a disadvantage.
You have to have adequate savings that will carry you through a very, very long retirement. And that's something you can use retirement calculators, engage a financial advisor. But then the other thing is to really think about how you're going to spend your time. We have to find meaningful ways to fill our time.
Catherine, you're a big proponent of putting pen to paper and really developing a plan. What do you suggest are the essential considerations?
The essential considerations are a financial plan, and one that contemplates your savings, your level expenses, whether or not you've paid off your mortgage, expected sources of income ranging from Social Security, pension benefits, understanding healthcare expenses, which is so hard in this day and age because they are changing, and even thinking about the potential need for long-term care, along with inflation and taxes, of course. But we also need a life plan, how we want to live our life in terms of spending time with family, travel, hobbies, and even thinking about work, which can bring additional source of income.
Well, Catherine, I know we talk about people continuing to work even after traditional retirement, something we've touched on many times here on Clear Path. We'll come back to these issues and touch on them regularly. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.